Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard is lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Woo! Wow! Super Bowl Sunday, and if you live anywhere in the Northeast, mid-Northwest, I tell you, we got slammed yesterday with some crazy snow, Blizzard City. But anyway, we're digging out this morning and glad to be back on the radio. It's Monday, and we're excited to be back on the radio. We have some news coming up for you. Thank you for joining us this morning. My name's Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host this morning on Iolo Radio. Some big events happening this week, and also have Mr. Bud Nemeth on hand to advise us on what's going on. This coming Saturday, we've got the first official launch at corporate headquarters out in Crystal Lake, Illinois. And I know many of you are already planning on being out there. Our call at number 718-664-9145. You can hit 1 on your phone if you've dialed in and you have some questions for us today. This is your radio show. If you're an Iolo agent, this is the place to be Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock Eastern in the morning. We are live on the radio with Mr. Bud Nemeth this morning. How are you, Bud?
Tony, I'm back. Thrilled to be back. I had a very busy week last week. I was not able to be on the show live, but the great thing is I was able to listen live several days, and then for the shows that I wasn't able to, I was able to go to IOLORadio.com and listen there. So that was great. I got to tell you, Friday's caller, the last question the guy asked, before he asked his question, he was just so tickled pink to be an agent with Iolo, and just thrilled with everything that we have to offer and things that we don't have in terms of a company, like a cost to join and monthly financial commitments and stuff. It was just, it brought that excitement back to me again. I cannot wait. I'm so thrilled that it's Monday. I'm so thrilled that this weekend we will be doing our official nationwide launch. I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal week, Tony. I'm real excited.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Bud, and we're glad to have you back. We missed you on the show last week, of course, but Rodney was on board, and we had some great guests last weekend. Of course, Donnie Crisp was helping out on the switchboard, and we had a lot of agents in the field that raised their hand and added content and asked questions, and that's what this show is about, guys. This show is about you and your team. So be sure that you're texting out to your team right now. Let them know the show is live. Area code 718-664-9145 is the place to be. You can also listen, as Bud said, live streaming on the radio. You can do it on your smartphone. Go to IOLORadio.com. You can listen in on your computer at home or also on your smartphone, just live streaming. We have also, all of our shows are archived, as Bud mentioned. So if you're brand new, and I know many of you are joining our team every day, the numbers are increasing dramatically. And Bud, you know, last Friday, Rodney talked a little bit about the explosive growth in January. Do you have any thoughts or comments about that?
Man, Tony, I certainly do. I feel like we won the Super Bowl championship. Iolo did for the month of January. I got to tell you, this is the official numbers for the month of January versus the month of December. We had an incredible 858% growth from December to January. In December, we had 50 new agents register with Iolo. In January, we had 429 new agents. Tony, yesterday was Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. We had 15 new agents register yesterday alone. So the company
wow.
is absolutely exploding, and that's a congratulations to everybody listening to this show, listening to it live or archived or on streaming online. It's just a congratulations to you guys for what you've done. Very excited, very impressive numbers, and it's only getting bigger and better from here on out. Now, with that said, Tony, there, you know, it's important while we ramp up to meet, again, the great thing about our company is we're scalable as we need more things. And by the way, let me make a quick announcement. I will make some corporate announcements today. I'll give you some corporate information, but tomorrow I'm not going to do that because our president, CEO, and founder, Mr. Alan Hanke, will be here tomorrow to give some corporate updates tomorrow. So, but today I will tell you that with any company that experiences that kind of growth or any kind of growth is going to have growing pains. Would you agree with that, Tony?
Oh, absolutely, man. It's unavoidable.
I mean, there are companies like Apple, when they introduce a new iPhone or operating system, or Microsoft, when they bring out a new Windows version or whatever, that there are glitches, car companies, et cetera. We're no different. We've had some growing pains. And again, understand we are in our soft launch beta test, so that's one of the reasons we do that is so that we can address these things. The great thing is whenever something is caught by the field or by the merchants or something, it's turned in immediately addressed and fixed or improved upon. And so a lot of great, this beta test has been phenomenal. But we do believe that we have most of everything worked out to the point where we are ready for a launch nationwide to blow this thing open come February 7th. So with that said, while we ramp up, while we increase our staff, because new people are being hired at corporate office, they're being trained in different areas and stuff. New people in different areas are being hired. But while we do that, folks, us as agents have to step up and take responsibility for getting up to speed. Now, whether or not corporate ever ramps up, we are independent agents. We are not employees for Iolo. So Iolo doesn't have a responsibility to, you know, tell us when to go to work, you know, what time we got to get up, what time we got to go home, what time we can take lunch, what time we can take a bathroom break. That's not it. We don't work for them. We work for ourselves, which is awesome. But at the same time, that means we have to take some responsibility for getting up to speed. And especially this week, that's why I want to bring that up. This week, as we have so much to do before the launch, we cannot have agents calling corporate to ask questions that they can find on their own, the answers to on their own. So it is vital that, especially this week, folks, if you are an agent and you have brought somebody into this company, if you referred Iolo to somebody else and registered a new agent on your team, please make sure they understand the path. Please set them off on the right directions. We're answering questions at corporate, telephone calls, agents taking up people's time all day long with telephone calls, asking questions that the information is available right on the resources page, okay? It's available in the FAQs. It's available through watching the videos and stuff, again, which are all on the resources page. So we have to take responsibility. If you are not going to take responsibility for a new agent that you bring into the company, don't bring them in. You don't get paid for signing up new agents. We are not a MLM network marketing company. So, again, we don't even want to use the words. I hear a lot of the words, Tony, that are with that, and we tried very hard to stay out of that traditional MLM network marketing business model for many, many reasons. Don't get me wrong, I love the concept, but from this standpoint, and one of the things that attracts so many people to our company is the fact that we're not a traditional MLM. But, you know, the word upline doesn't apply. You know, that's your support organization. Let's refer to your upline as your support organization. Your downline, we don't have a downline. We have an agency. We are building an agency. We're agents who get to build an agency. We don't use the word levels. We use the word generations. It's in all of our printed literature. I also hear the word residual thrown around. Folks, residual means you get paid over and over again basically for one thing, like a residual income. If you sell a service and every month that service is paid for, again, you get paid every month on that one sale. We don't do that here. We have passive income. It's not residual. It's passive, meaning we only get paid on a sale one time. But because we don't have to make the sale, and because there are typically most merchants have multiple sales month after month after month, that's a passive income, meaning we don't have to be there and make that sale to get paid for that. Also, you know, I understand the word sponsor, but, you know, the agency manager, you could substitute agency manager for the word sponsor. Distributor, rep, I don't like to hear those words. We're agents, folks. We are agents, independent agents for Iolo, America's fastest growing virtual rent-to-own company, and you should be proud of that, okay? So, again, I'm not, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but we definitely want to make sure we get the culture right from the beginning and perpetuate the culture that we want to have. And that is not a traditional MLM company. Excuse me. Also, Tony, a lot of the support tickets that are coming in are questions that literally if the new agent would just go through the checklist, they wouldn't be submitting those support tickets. And again, a lot of the times, especially this week, don't take it the wrong way if your support ticket gets answered and says, please refer to the resources page, steps 1 through 10, or contact the agent that registered you. Again, we don't have time at corporate. Listen, I want corporate to be taking care of our customers and taking care of our merchants. We're independent agents. We're not employees. They don't need to take care of us. They just give us the guidelines to follow. It's up to us to follow those guidelines. And, again, bring yourself up to speed. And, again, there's so many agents that are doing that, Tony. It's really awesome. People that are agency managers, that are leaders of their agency, that want all the questions to go to them. They know the answers. Sometimes, you know, they can't help when somebody goes around them and calls corporate or submits a ticket or whatever. But, again, there is a path. It will be clearly defined real soon. I mean, we've kind of clearly defined it already. But, again, please educate yourself first. Look through the FAQs. And by educate, go through the checklist. Talk to the person who registered you as an agent, your agency manager. And then if you still can't get the information you need, by all means, submit a support ticket so that we can track those, get them at. If you have the question that you haven't been able to find the answer to, maybe somebody else does too, and we can make sure that other people see that question so they can find the answer without contacting support or corporate. But the last thing on your list on that path of getting your information that you need is calling corporate as an agent, okay? I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying please go through all the other – exhaust the other steps first. 858% growth, Tony, in 1 month. And by the way, Tony, that's not just from an agent standpoint, though that is the number from the agent standpoint. But the neat thing about that is it's converting all the way down the line. It's new merchants. We have record number of merchants coming in. We have record numbers of customers that are coming in and actually putting contracts and using our service, and that's where everybody gets paid. So it's not about signing up agents. It's not about signing up merchants and wishing them good luck. It's about going out and enrolling a merchant, training their staff, getting them comfortable with Iolo so that they can then promote Iolo to their customers that are making purchases so that we can all get paid.
Before you go to the next topic, I just want to just reminisce for a minute, you know, Bud. It was only a couple of months ago that when I received a phone call from you and Rodney, and your original plan was, you know, in February we're going to launch the company, and we're only going to have 12, you know, people that come on board as our inside team of independent agents, and that's where we are now. Guys, every one of us, and we were told then, as I hope you've been told by the person that introduced you to this opportunity, that, you know, we are in beta, number one. We don't have all the tools and everything's not really ready there. But I got to tell you, my hat's off to you, Bud, because you guys did the extra hard work. You did the heavy lifting, and we had webinars, and we had conference calls, and we did a lot of work. And the reason we did that work is because, you know, as the first group of new independent agents with Iolo, we had lots of questions. We really do. We had lots of questions. And I'm sure that the people that are just brand new, just joined us maybe just this hour or yesterday or just in the last week or so, you know, have those same questions. Well, the cool thing is, Bud, and I just want to say thank you, man, because what you guys did is you recorded that stuff. And as we were going through those learning pains, growing pains, and trying to get, you know, together, then you guys recorded that stuff and you put it there on the resource page for us as agents. And we were thrilled to see it. Now, we've gone back, many of us have gone back and listened to it again because there's lots of gold nuggets in there and there's lots of information. But there's about, you know, 500 of us now, not 10 or 12. There's about 500 of us. So we've got, you know, we're a little bit ahead of where we thought we were going to be, but the point is all 500 of us, every one of us should be considering ourselves as part of the first group. We really are. Just like the 10 or 12 people, you know, we're here together to do a couple of things. Number one, to help the company, you know, create the right format, the right information, and be able to create a system so that everybody that follows you from this point on can do it much easier than you have at this point. Although I find it's been pretty simple and it's been pretty easy for most of us. The second thing is to be patient, not just with the company, but this team, because we are the marketing arm. You know, Mr. Bud Nemeth is director of marketing, but he's created a system, and we are the marketing arm for the company, and that's our responsibility to take care of each other and literally to be patient with each other. So I just wanted to add that, but I know that it's just a lot of excitement, but when we get all this excitement going on, sometimes people get anxious rather than eager, and, you know, they start worrying about this little detail or that little detail. Guys, everything's okay and everything's good, but just be excited that you're part of this group of over 500 agents or so now. We're going to be launching this nationwide. And but I just want to say thank you, man, for all your hard work, because you guys have put it all there for us. Let's just be sure that every person that comes behind us as independent agents, that, you know, thank God, we don't have to go do what Bud and the team have already done, okay? It's already right there for you. So you don't have to do all of that. But we are looking to be sure to help each other. And I remember, Bud, that, you know, you and I said, you know, we don't, you know, there's some people we don't want. You know, we want people that are self-starters. We want people that are professional salespeople. And we want to create an agency of people that are professionals. So, guys, you know, I know it doesn't cost anything for you to sponsor someone, or we don't want to say sponsor, but to what's the word you want to say? But you want to build your agency with professional salespeople, right, Bud? So guys, don't let people join with you because it doesn't cost anything, because you're excited about it, unless you really feel like that they're going to contribute to your agency and not drag you down in the process. Just wanted to add that, Bud. Back to you, my friend.
Yeah, the great thing about this company, Tony, is that you never have to build an agency. You never have to introduce us to another person. However, you do have that opportunity. I will announce, it looks like the following Saturday, I believe it would be the 14th. Well, maybe not, because that's Valentine's Day. But right around there, we're going to do another recorded webinar. It's going to be called Building a Successful Agency. So those people that do want to take part in that part of the compensation plan and business building can do that. And, again, some of the folks in this company are just phenomenal. I mean, they actually interview people, and they literally make them describe why on earth they would consider taking time out. Because, again, while we're not paying somebody that we register as an agent, we are going to have to give our time to those people. And if you've got people that you know that are not convincing you that they are going to step up and do some of the things they need to do to educate themselves and look professional and go out and talk with merchants and this and that, then you may not want to hire those people or bring those people on your team, because it's going to take time from you and those people that want and need your help on things that, you know, they can't find the information to. Again, Tony, it's just that same concept. Who would you want to work with? If you were picking a football team and you wanted to be in last night's game, you're the head coach and GM. You get to pick your team. Who would you want on your team? Do you want people that are going to call you for every little thing and complain and whine because everything's not perfect You're right. We are in beta launch. And I tell you what, I appreciate you said thank you, but I can't take credit for this. It's the field that has gotten us where we're at today. The feedback has been invaluable. I mean, the people that are helping out, I mean, Kevin Droppel, Emilio Pineda, Micah Theard, Adam Jaffe, people that are creating materials, submitting them through compliance, and then once they get approved through legal, then we put them in the back office for everybody else to use these tools. And there are a lot more tools being created now and a lot of things being submitted. The input at IOLOIT.net, the suggestion email that people are putting in, great suggestions. Those things are being acted upon, and that's feedback from the agents that are out there in the field that know what they need to be successful. And we'll get there. We're not perfect. In fact, if you'll notice, there's been some changes on your resource page. At the top where we list the states that we are not able to enroll merchants in, there's been an update there. Good news and bad news. The bad news is we cannot enroll merchants in the state of Vermont. Okay, Vermont is the fifth state. The good news is we can enroll merchants in the state of Washington, which is great because we do have agents in the state of Washington, and right now we don't even have any agents in Vermont, so I imagine there's not many people going out to try to enroll merchants in Vermont. So you can be an agent in any place. We have agents in just about every state now and even other countries. So you can build this from anywhere, but you cannot enroll merchants in those five states that are listed, and that now is Vermont and not Washington. So, I mean, you can enroll them in Vermont, and you can enroll them in Washington. So, again, we're not going to be perfect. We made a mistake. We fixed it. Another input I got, and I can't stand it, when I don't like to be misled in any way, shape, or form. And one of our agents felt that what we had there wasn't as clear as it could be regarding the discount. They were trying to get that discount in by last night for IOLO Gear, thought they were going to get the 15% discount on the Professional Starter Package, which is $100 with shipping, tax, and everything, and that is not one of the items. So while we did not intentionally try to mislead anyone, and it does say to use the coupon code BETA to receive a 15% discount on most items, we now put in there and made it more clear that does not include. Listen, that starter pack has a built-in 30% discount that corporate subsidizes on behalf of the agents because we wanted everybody to be able to look the part from day one, be professional, and not have to break the bank to do it. So that $100 starter kit includes taxes, includes shipping. For $100, you're going to get your choice of professional IOLO embroidered shirt, 500 professional business cards front and back, a professional padfolio with the IOLO logo on it, four IOLO pens for $100. That would cost about $140, but again, corporate is picking up the rest of that, so you don't have to. But the rest of the items on there, most of those items on there, if you enter the BETA in the coupon code, you will get 15% off. And that has been extended until our launch, February 7th, because we are still in our beta test. So that has been extended. I know Alan announced last week, I believe, that the vesting promotion is also extended until February 7th. And I know a lot of you are working towards that and getting real close. I think some people have even qualified already. But let me give you a heads up on that, because we did send out an email notice and put it in your back office. Folks, you have to be very, very careful. And I know this is just a few, and I know that the agents' hearts are in the right place. But we have it's been flagged in the back office that there are agents that are actually accessing their merchants' web portal from their own homes or from locations that are not the merchant's place of business. Folks, the merchants can't even do that. When the merchant tries to, well, they can, but they have to get permission. When the merchant tries to enroll or log into their own merchant portal from an IP address that's not their physical location at their store, so if they try to do it from home, that throws up a flag, and we contact the merchant, and then we add that IP address. If they tell us, oh, I'm at home, I was looking, I wanted it, so then we'll add that IP address as a safe address. But what we cannot do is for the agents to log in to their merchant. information. We just can't do that. You cannot, as an agent, log into your merchant's web portal. We are a PCIA. Alan will explain all that technical stuff, but we have a responsibility and obligation to our merchants and our customers to protect that information. So, yes, we want you training them, and, yes, we want you there on site, but have the owner log into their merchant portal for you. And if you happen to get that information by accident, or they tell you by accident, say, hey, listen, I'm going to leave here now, do me a favor, go ahead and change your password just so you know that you're the only one who has that password and let your staff know, but I don't want to have that password, okay? We cannot do it. Now, the good news is that very soon you'll be able to see your merchants in your back office. You'll be able to track their sales volume, so you'll be able to track your personal sales volume, and you'll see that of your agency as well. So, again, working on that beta test, soft launch, working on it, but we cannot, do not put yourself in a position to be terminated because you violated the policies, procedures, terms, conditions, rules, and regulations, and that is one that can get the entire company shut down. The entire company can be shut down if we're violating laws and regulations that govern privacy for individuals, whether it be customers or merchants. So please, I know no one's doing it. I don't believe anyone's doing it maliciously. They're just curious, want to know where they're at, trying to make sure that working with their merchants, I love that. We encourage that, but you have to be careful not to overstep those bounds. And again, Alan may touch on that tomorrow. But Tony, anything before I have a couple more things, but anything you want to add to that?
No, I just, you know, it's interesting, but I mean, it's a conversation that some of you, I'm sure, have already had or may have had with Alan. But guys, that when the merchant becomes vetted and they finally get through that process, they receive an email and it has a temporary password. And it tells them and shows them how to go to the merchant portal and how to get to the training, because they also have some training to go through. The very first thing that I try to practice to do, Bud, is to let my merchant know, okay, right now, the very first thing was go to your portal, enter your temporary password. And that email comes to them. It doesn't come to us as agents. It goes directly to the merchant, and it's for their private information. And the very first thing I have to do, Bud, is to change that password for a couple of reasons. Number one, that email could be, you know, picked up or whatever, and now somebody's got that password. The other thing is, you know, they need to have a password that they can remember, that they can have access to, and it's none of my business what that password is. But the reason that, you know, some of you say, well, I'd like to know when my merchant gets this email, whatever, the reason you're not getting duplicated copy of that email is because it has that password. So it's just this is all great information, and thanks for bringing it up this morning, Bud. But, you know, these are little things that we're all getting used to. Yeah, so as you're building an agency, if you're bringing in other agents, and, you know, now that you know this information, you know, help your other agents that come on board with you to learn these little, you know, nuances and intricacies of you know, doing this the right way. But it's real simple when you do it the right way, and we're only complicating it for ourselves if we try to be creative. So anyway, but that's it. But you said you got a couple of more announcements you want to share. I mean, we got maybe one or two people that might have a question for you. Guys, if you do have a question concerning what we're talking about today or anything that you might want to bring up, we've got Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing for Iolo, on the radio with us this morning. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host this morning. Our call number is 718-664-9145. And with that, Bud, if you've got a couple of more announcements, let's get to those, and then we'll see if anybody's got some questions before we close.
Sure. Two more things I want to talk about. Number one is stay plugged in. Now is the time, as we're getting ready to launch officially, stay plugged in, especially this week. Folks, it's tax season. People are filing their taxes, getting ready to get tax money back. Now is a phenomenal time for people to use Iolo and take huge advantage of it. They can use our money for little to nothing for the next 30, 60, 90 days as they go and get the things they want or need now. And then they can make, you know, rent to own, make the rental payments until they get their income tax check back, for those that do. And then they can pay it off and save hundreds of dollars, huge amounts of percentage on what they would otherwise if they take it to full term. So it's just a great time of the year for huge Iolo sales, okay? The other thing I want to mention, and again, February 7th is our official launch. In your back office, on your resources tab, are all the details, including we've added the address of corporate office with the where the reception will be and where the meeting will be on Saturday, the reception on Friday. For all of you who are coming, if you have not sent me an email to say we are coming, I am coming, I'll be there, please do so this week. Please try. We're trying to get everything done by Wednesday, have all the name badges set up and all the space set up that we're going to need. I will send you an email today for those who already have sent an email and said we'll be there. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody and sharing some time with you. And I will send you an email today, and please respond to it. We want to know some details. Are you going to be there on Friday evening? What hotel are you staying at? Are you flying or driving? Again, we need your name so that we can put it on there. Also want to know where you're from so we can have that on the name tag as well. And have you registered and make sure you'll be able to get into the office with your name badges and stuff. So please do that today. Again, we want to make sure we have enough refreshments for our receptions and things that we have planned. So, again, we need to know that you're going to be there. Please email me today. That information is in the back office. It's got my personal email address there. And again, for those that have already said I'll be there, look for an email today and respond to that, please, with some details so we can get you some more details back and make sure you know everything you need to know to be there at the launch and get to see corporate headquarters and share time with Alan and myself and Carlos and Nelson and everybody else at corporate, leaders in the field from across the country. Going to be exciting, going to be cool. You'll be the first ones to hear the information. The rest of you will have to wait till next Monday on the Iolo Radio Show. But looking forward to that. Tony, that's all I have. If you got, I know it's about 9:30 now, or 10:30 if you're on the East Coast. We're 30 minutes in, and that's normally the length of our show. But I do have a few more minutes if there's a couple questions we can help answer.
All right, let's go to area code 205, the last four digits, 0211. Good morning, you're live on the radio.
Yes, my name is Roger Radcliffe, new agent in Birmingham, Alabama. I have a question, Roger. How are you today?
Doing great.
I was looking on the merchant agreement, and when we go to sign one up, I've got one to register here today at about noon. And it talks about a three-day funding. In reference to it, I keep hearing 48 hours, but on the form here it says 3 days. Can you enlighten me on that a little bit? Is that correct, or is that going to be changed?
Great question, Roger. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Roger. Yes, that the merchant agreement is being updated as we speak. Hopefully it will be completed today. If not, we'll get an update from Alan tomorrow on the program. We would like – the reason it says 3 days is because we'd like to over – under-promise and over-deliver. Typically, and you heard from – if you were on the show when Richard Carter was on and – Richard has been a merchant using Iolo for months. He said typically it's 1 to 2 days for him. He said it's never been more than two. But we do tell our merchants, I never say one, ever, because it takes a day sometimes to process that, especially depending on what time of day and what day of the week that's done. But I always tell our merchants 2 to 3 days. And they're used to that because of Visa and MasterCard. Typically it's the same thing, 2 to 3 days. If it happens in 1 day, amen, they're happy. If it happens in 2 days, great. But if I tell them 1 to 2 days and it takes 3 days to get that done, then they're not going to be happy. So I always tell my merchants 2 to 3 days because that's typical, and that information will be reflected in videos and stuff. But, yes, on the agreement it says 3 days. That may change 2 to 3 business days. But if you tell them typically it's it says 3 days, but typically it's 2 to 3 days. A lot of times it'll happen inside of 48 hours, just so they know that. But we don't want, you know, if somebody makes a sale on a Friday evening, it's not going to be in their account on Saturday or Sunday, I promise you. So that's why, Roger, does that help?
Well, you see, I'm going to answer for him and say, yeah, that helps.
Okay.
If anybody's got a question, if you want to hit one on your phone, we've got the switchboard is full of people, but we really are excited that you're here, and we're here to help you. It's been a great show this morning, bud. That kind of pretty much clears it. It looks like we've answered everybody's questions this morning, as far as I can tell right now. Any last word? Well, let's see. Here's one more that just came in. One quick question. Area code 909, last four digits 7361. Do you have a question for us this morning?
Yeah, Corey Lennon from Ontario.
Good morning.
In regards to the merchant information, their login portal information, is there a way to put something in place, like a time span where they need to change their password so it'll just be changed after they've signed up, like right away? In other words, just like the customers get verified with ID and information like that, can they be given a certain amount of time to change their password so there won't be any issues?
That's a good suggestion, Corey. Go ahead.
Tony, I'm a little confused on that. The merchant gets the email directly from corporate with their temporary password in it, so nobody else has that information. That's generated specifically for them. If they want to keep that password, you know, or change it to whatever they want, that's fine. But, I mean, we're not going to make them change it every 30 days like some of the banks do and stuff like that. But, again, the key there is from the agent standpoint. If you're training your merchant and for some reason you get a hold or you see that password, please let your merchant know, hey, I accidentally saw the password, or if he gives it to you, oh, my password is – Joe L. Oh, listen, I can't know your password, so please, when I leave, let's go ahead and change that so that you know that I don't have access to your information or your customer's personal information, because I'm not allowed to have that by law. So, I hope that answers the question. I was kind of confused a little bit. I apologize.
I think it was as much a suggestion as anything, really. He was saying, why don't we let the, you know, a certain amount of time, then let the password change, you know, automatically or whatever. But anyway, great suggestion or great comment. Thanks for joining our conference call today, actually our radio show today. Let's go to 929, area code 929-4618. You're live on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? It's Barry from New York, and I'm excited. I'm going to be attending the event. I got two questions. Last week we at the conference call on Friday, we had mentioned about jewelry, and I remember someone saying that, and you guys are going to get the answer, should we take pictures of the jewelry or recommend that the merchant take pictures of the jewelry that they're planning on selling to a customer so you guys have it on record? And then after, it's also great to know that you guys are PCI compliant. I didn't know that. That's a big thing. Every time I join, I always hear something different, and it's just so informative. I'm glad that's a big thing, PCI compliant. So that's my question about taking pictures. And then the other question I had, I'm trying to understand. It's not an interest rate. How do you guys come up with what the person's going to pay? If they decide to pay off in 2 or 3 months, how do you guys come up with that percentage? That's my question.
Great questions, Barry, and thanks for calling in from New York this morning. But I'm going to let you go ahead and run with those.
Yeah, Barry, that's great, and I thanks for bringing that up. I did hear Friday's show about the jewelry. Rodney gave a great answer. We really want the merchants at this point to describe it as best they can. It's an 18-karat gold 16-inch rope chain or whatever, as much detail as they can on the description. At this point, we do not require a picture. At some point in the future, we may. And again, we'll let Alan address that tomorrow when he's here too, because he may have some updated information. But Rodney did give a great answer, and that's for anything, whether it's jewelry, cell phones, wheels and tires. You know, we want to know the make, the model, the size, a full description is what we need, and we really need to work with, especially when you're training your merchants from the start. Let's go ahead and teach them to be descriptive on that description. Great point. The second point that I'll address, great point, how do we know that? And we'll have some detailed training videos on this as well.
But basically, our multiple or our factor is just under two. I'll just say two. So basically, if one of our customers takes their contract out for the full term, they're going to pay basically double. There's a cost that's a lot more than just the full. We don't make double on the money because there's a lot of other costs that go along with that. There's risk, et cetera. And again, ours is, again, one of the lowest in the industry. But let's just say it's two. So if their payment is 100, let's say they have a $500 item, their payment's 100 bucks, just to be easy, make it easy. That they pay their first payment $100. Half of that, it's not like a mortgage loan or a typical loan that you're going to get where all the interest is front loaded and most of what you pay, like I think in a 30-year note, the first 8 years is, you know, you hardly pay any of your principal down. It's all interest. They get their money. The bank gets their money up front, right? Well, here it's different. We take half of that payment, basically half, because it's almost two, but and that goes, so $100 payment, 50 would go towards the cash price and 50 would go towards the contract. In other words, 50 goes off the principal and 50 goes to the factor cost. It goes to corporate because we've got our expenses and money tied up into that. So if a person pays off that item in the first month, they've paid $100, 50 goes towards the 500, so now they only owe 450 on the item. So they're, if they pay it off, they would only have to pay the 450. Unlike other companies who charge them percentages of the total contract or fees or penalties for paying off early, we have an any day, any time payoff option. We do not want to take advantage of the customers and you know, make them pay a commitment for the whole term, because if they can pay it off in 30 days or 60 days, great. If it took that, so in this case, if they paid it off within 30 days, they would have paid a total of $550 for a $500 item. If it takes 60 days, inside of 60 days, they've made two payments. $100 comes off the price, so they would have paid $200, and then they can buy that item for $400 because that's all that's remaining. So now they've paid $600 in 60 days for that item, so it's $100 is the cost of the money. So again, it's an any day. It doesn't matter whether they pay it off in 30, 60, 90, 112, 47, doesn't matter. We're only going to charge them the remaining principal on that item when they're ready to take possession of it and pay off that. I mean, not take possession, but pay off that contract. So there's no penalty for doing that.
Lots of great information. I got to tell you, you really struck a chord with the audience today now, Bud, with this because the switchboard's lighting up. Let's take one more. I know it's getting on with the day. We've got to get out here and get some work done and talk to some of these merchants that have been waiting. Let's go to area code 713-9605. You are live on the radio with Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing.
Hey, how you doing? This is Patrick in Houston.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. I think you kind of answered the question, but when I'm going to merchants are saying 90 days with Progressive, they have no interest. I mean, is that true? I think you might have answered this in the past, but just wanted to confirm that with you. And how do we combat that?
Patrick, that's a great question. And, you know, I combat it with education. First of all, there's no interest at all because the rent-to-own industry doesn't allow us to charge interest because we are not a lending institution. So what they do is, again, my background is advertising and marketing. That's what I went to school for. It's misleading. Now, some of the companies, and I'm not going to name them by name on this call, but when I first got started doing my research into this industry, I saw things on websites that I don't see anymore. And so some of them I know have had to change certain things or did change certain things probably to stay out of trouble. But I have not seen one on any website that says same as cash. Even though I've heard it from their own agents from calling corporate or calling that company and acting as a customer and asking, what am I going to pay? I hear them say that, same as cash, but it's not same as cash. There are fees associated or attached, and again, it depends on which company, but there's not a same as cash. It's the company's not going to give them money for nothing. There's a cost. A lot of way ways some of these companies get away with that is they charge an application or a processing fee up front, whether it be $30, $40, $50. I've seen all different sorts. But that fee, so they say, okay, if you pay it off, you only pay in 90 days, you pay it. Here's the thing, and we're gonna teach more on this too. That's a great question, Patrick. But listen, if you pay it off, let's just say that somebody says our factor is only 1.8. Okay, super. That's great. But the cost to the customer and the cost to the merchant works out more than that. Here's why. A lot of the companies will charge the merchant a discount fee. So they're going to take 2, 3, 5, 6 points off the top, which is, 6% is double what most of the credit card companies charge. So it costs them twice as much, the merchant twice as much, to actually use that. But on the other end, there's a $49 fee. So, yes, in 90 days, if you pay it off within 90 days and it's $1,000 at a 1.8 multiple or factor, then you're only going to pay that $49 if you pay it off within 1,000 days. But listen, if you pay it off, whether it's 90 days or 100 days, but if you pay it off on day 91 or day 101, depending, then they add the $800 to it. So it's going to cost you more. If you pay that item off in 4 months with another company, and you pay it off in 4 months with us, it's less money with us, even though our multiple's higher. Because, number one, we don't charge points to the merchant. We don't charge application fees to the customer. And we have an any-day payoff option where they're not going to be responsible for the whole entire factor if they pay it off early. And let me tell you, that is an advertising ploy. The percentage of customers that pay off their items within 90 days is 7%. 7%. Now, again, this time of year may be a little different because people are getting cash back, in form of tax returns and such. But typically that's an advertising ploy, Patrick. And when you put the numbers to it, and again, by showing your merchants and educating your merchants on, let me just give you a quick example. And again, we'll have some of these tools available in the back office without putting different companies to do a head-to-head comparison. Again, companies have different programs with different merchants based on size and this and that. And also they change things all the time. So, and they're not going to share all their details with us, and we're not going to share all our details with them. But we do have things that make us stand head and shoulders above most. And one of the things that we've made a commitment to is honesty. We're proud to say exactly what we do and how we do it. And, we're not going to be the best in every case, but that's okay. Listen, we can't take 18, 19, 20-year-olds. But I tell the merchants this, listen, if you have Progressive or whatever else you have, that's fine. You take Visa and MasterCard? You do? Okay, well, then why not have Progressive and Iolo? Because, again, there's going to be people that you cannot run through us that you can run through them, and there's going to be people you run through them that aren't going to get approved that may get approved through us. So I'm not trying to – I'm just trying to get the foot in the door first, get them to enroll in Iolo, and then during our training process, we can teach them. And after you spend a few days there and teaching them, they will use Iolo first in most cases. I do not want them to use Iolo with people that don't meet those three qualifications because they are going to come back declined. So if they don't meet our three basic qualifications, let them run them through somebody else and get declined. I don't want them to go through us and get declined because it lowers our rates. I mean, our approval rates and stuff. So I hope that helps answer the question. We will have more tools available. And, again, tomorrow we'll wrap it up now. But tomorrow, Mr. Alan Hanke, our president, founder, and CEO, will be on, have some more corporate updates for you. Let's make it a fantastic week in the field. And, boy, I can't wait for February 6th, February 7th in Crystal Lake. Alan said they got hammered with snow, but he's going to clear out the whole – all of Crystal Lake from the snow so that when we get in there, we won't have to deal with that. So we'll put Alan to work.
But it's been a great show, man. As always, wonderful talking with you, working with you. Go ahead. What did you say? All right, guys, that's it. It's been a great show. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Mr. Alan Hanke.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.